The Trinity University campus in San Antonio is a tribute to modern architecture from one of its most fervent practitioners, the late O'Neill Ford. The exuberant San Antonio architect headed the team charged with designing a new campus for the Presbyterian-affiliated school, which moved from Waxahachie during the 1940s. School officials in 1949 selected a dramatic site for the campus, 107 acres on a bluff in an abandoned quarry about 5 miles northwest of San Antonio. They planned a traditional design, but that proved too expensive, so they turned to Ford, whose work combined modernist functionality with respect for 19th-century rural building traditions. The 11 classroom buildings, dormitories, and other structures built at Trinity from 1950 to 1955 are all straight lines in concrete, brick, glass, and steel. To save money, concrete slabs for the roof and all the floors were poured on top of each other on the ground, then jacked up onto the building's steel framework, where windows and red brick walls were inserted between them. The slabs, thin as pancakes, made deep overhangs to protect against the sun's heat, a feature the architects drew from 19th century sources. Ground level and elevated walkways and staircases, constructed from concrete so thin it appears to levitate, link the buildings. Ford and his team tucked their buildings into a landscape of oaks, buffalo grass, and other native plants, designed by Dallas landscape architects Arthur and Marie Berger. The no-frills, functional buildings that Ford and his team designed harmonize with the site. The result is a peaceful campus now with more than 50 buildings. For his devotion to good design, O'Neill Ford was named a National Historic Monument in 1974 by the National Council on the Arts.